This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour, you're currently listening to the D as in Doug, J as in Jay in this circumstance, because Jennifer's not here, Victoria Keelan and Jay Kirshner with Doug Steffen on the air, thinking about the, I was thinking about what you said earlier. We've all been talking about the time-space continuum and how we are here at the end of June, thinking about, good Lord, where has the month gone? And you can think, good Lord, where has the year gone? Or you can think, good Lord, where has my life gone? You know, there are a lot of people who can't remember. It seems like yesterday I was a youngster. We all have those memories, right? When you were younger, there are things in your mind that trip the mind fantastic. And you think about all the things that you've done, and it doesn't seem that it was, it seems real. It was that just yesterday. I was looking at a thing. In my community of Framingham, Massachusetts, there is a very serious attempt to make it easier for people to take the train or public transportation to get into Boston. This has been going on. I ran a bus company in this part of New England for 13 years when I was a youngster. When I was in my 20s and 30s, I took over a business that had been part of my extended family. And it kind of grew, and we ran the express buses from Framingham to Boston, because Framingham was a bedroom community at that time, even though some big corporations set up shop here, like Staples and Bose and General Motors. There were a whole bunch of big companies, and they're still here. So people would live in Framingham and work in Framingham, but then the town started to expand. The big apartment complexes downtown by the train station, so everybody wants to get onto the train and get to Boston fast. Well, at the time, I remember when I was a kid, there were three rails that went from Framingham to Boston on the track. The track bed had three sets of rails. So somebody about, I don't know, 35, 40 years ago said, we don't need that third rail, let's rip it up. So they spent millions of dollars, supposedly this is going to make the ride faster, on the train from Worcester through Framingham to Boston. Okay, so they rip up the third rail, and the ride was no faster. In fact, it got slower because there's no way to get off on the side, what do they call those side tracks when you get off. You know, if you take a train from New York to Boston, let's say, they put you on a side track for a while sometimes when the fast train comes through. Well, so now somebody has this, they've just spent $230 million for a study as to how to make the trains go faster. And guess what they came up with as a result of their study? Want to take a guess, ladies?
I'm guessing not a whole lot.
Mm-hmm. Well, no, they've come up with retooling the tracks so there's a third rail.
Oh, my gosh.
So they ripped up, they spent tens of millions of dollars ripping up the old track, and now their solution is to put the track back down again. We have over 4,000 apartment units now in downtown Framingham, people moving here so they can get into Boston, and now the clamoring is for, well, it takes so long now, blah, blah. Who in the world, why does it, what, it kind of reminds me of COVID, and it, you know, this whole groundswell of let's do it this way, and then it didn't turn out well. And in this circumstance, ripping up, spending tens of millions of dollars to rip up the track, and now somebody says, and they're apparently going to do it, they've got to put the track back down again. But nowhere in any story and any information is there a reference to what I remember as a youngster, the third rail being there. Nobody has said, well, what happened to the third rail in the first place? Because there's no historical perspective. You know, it's a very important thing to have historical perspective on things. That's why we are as correctly critical of the history books that are rewritten, because people have a convenient memory as to what they want to put into books, historical books that teachers and students use in school, and what really happened. And so when we go back to COVID any number of years from now and look at the ridiculous the forums that were held and decisions that were made, I think we're going to have a real blemish when it comes to this. And then I was thinking about all of the words that apply, and I'd like you ladies to sort of chime in here as to the wave of emotions that you have felt. I know I've been depressed. I'm going to use words that I have used in talking about COVID and my emotional connection or reaction to it. Anxious, angry, exhausted, relieved, hopeful now, grateful. So what would you say were some, I use the word unorganized too, scattered, confused thinking, bad planning. So what would you use, ladies? Did I take them all or are there other adjectives?
Well, that's a pretty good range of emotions. Yeah, I think everybody can touch on all of that, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's been a wild year.
Yeah. So how do we keep this? What have we learned? And how do we keep things into perspective as we move forward with all of the racket now about the Delta and variants that may come and affect all of this? Are we all going to start to be worried and get sick, and the children are going to be sick, and our old, you know, our elderly parents are going to get sick, and we have to change everything?
Well, look, if your elderly parents, I mean, unless they have a serious medical reason why they can't get vaccinated, if you love your elderly parents, get them vaccinated. Like, that should be number one, right? Like, that should have happened a long time ago. So, I don't know.
I'm with you on that.
It's just, it's very frustrating. There's still so many people who are like, oh, I'm just going to wait and see. Well, what are you waiting for?
Yeah,
you know? And then the lotteries from all these states pop up, and then all of a sudden everyone's like, oh, okay, well, I guess I've been waiting for this. Now I'll get vaccinated so I can win $5 million in the Ohio lottery or whatever.
But
it's,
you know,
crazy.
It's working, but it is working.
Oh, it is working. It's working. Yeah, more people have gotten the vaccine, which just shows, though, that there is no real moral dilemma that they've had. This is just laziness, and then when you dangle a lottery ticket in front of them, then
fair,
they do it.
It's influenced by people that they respect, people whose thoughts they respect. And then
but how much could they respect those thoughts if a lottery ticket is enough to unwind that? You know what I'm saying? Like, I just kind of call BS on all of it.
That everybody can be bought. Everyone has a price.
Right. Yeah.
I think there are some people who have legitimate health concerns and they are worried about the vaccine and they just want to see
what happens.
They just want it to be out a little bit longer before they get it.
Those people waiting with the Delta variant now already at 40% of the cases, or 10% of the cases in the country right now are already the Delta variant. If more and more people keep, like, playing the waiting game, you know, that's where we're going to get into real trouble. Because the more this virus can mutate, even if you are, and this is where, you know, and this isn't Fauci, but this is other, you know, other doctors and other experts saying, the more the virus will mutate, and then the Delta variant could become an even stronger variant,
right,
and
the
then you're not
way.
Protected if you are, you know, if you're
but
vaccinated.
And I think that's where accountability comes in for people who, if you're not ready, like for the people who genuinely don't want it because they just want that vaccine to be out a little bit longer, see what happens. I know some people like that, and they're not leaving their house. They work from home. They have their groceries delivered. They are taking accountability.
Who wants to live like that?
They're not getting the vaccine just yet.
Yeah, I know, right?
So they're staying away from people, and if they do go out, they clean everything.
Okay. But they're not hurting anybody.
Waiting for? Yeah, they're not hurting anybody. But what are they waiting for, though? Like, what sign
Everybody's
are they waiting for?
Everybody's got a different way of looking
but
at it.
I'm just
stuff.
Curious, because when people say that, it's like, well, you know, I've had the vaccine
there
for
won't be any signs
now, you know?
For 20 to 30 years. It's that simple. There will be nobody, if there is something that negatively comes out of all of this, you're not going to know it for 20
years. Well, actually, that's not true.
A lot of all of the different health reports that have been out there have scared some people. I mean, when even though, like, the blood clotting thing with Johnson & Johnson, it was very minimal, but I think that has caused a lot of
fear. Yeah, well, because the news media
and I always joke that I'm a hypochondriac, but I think that the pandemic has brought out a lot of hypochondria.
Oh, it's totally brought out a lot of
misinformation.
There's so much health anxieties anymore.
Yeah. But just to go back to what Doug was saying, I know initially a lot of people said, oh, well, you know, in 30 years from now, like, you know, we could end up having all, you know, some sort of major health
Three
problem
eyes.
Because we took, yeah, but see, that's actually been totally dispelled. The way that the mRNA vaccines work, you've got about 2 months, and if you make it through two months and something doesn't happen, then you're fine. That's why they're finding all the, you know, not all the, but when they find the rare cases of heart inflammation after the vaccine in younger men, you know, everything happens within 2 months. So I know people were afraid, and I was too, like, well, what's going to happen to me in 20 years? That's actually not something that you need to worry about.
I gave it some thought myself. Okay, speaking of Johnson & Johnson, they're going to have to cough up $230 million to settle that opioid lawsuit with the state of New York. They release this came from the state. Johnson & Johnson, quote, has committed to ending the manufacture and sale of all opioids and opioid products for distribution in the state of New York. So what does that mean for the rest of the people, the rest of the country? Are the rest of the states going to say you cannot sell this stuff? I mean, Johnson & Johnson's up to their ears, the opioids, the talcum powder, and so why would you trust their vaccine? I think that's probably,
I hate to say that, but yes, that was my, that was the first thing my mom said. Cause at first I was like, Jen Horn, our co-host here, she said that her dad's doctor had said that, you know, he should just wait for the J&J vaccine. And then I kind of was like, oh, well, that makes sense. And it's, you know, it's only one shot and the whole thing. And then my mom was the one who was like, I don't trust Johnson & Johnson as a company in general at all.
And think about this. If they have this kind of money, imagine the amount of money that's being made making these things like the opioids.
Yeah.
They paid $465 million a couple of years ago to the state of Oklahoma for the same thing.
Yep.
So if you got all this dough, it's going, think about the profit in this stuff. And you think, I think you got to think in a reality-based world, Johnson & Johnson's not the best of all of these. The drug companies are suspect anyway, as far as I'm concerned, all of them. But this really makes them suspect, frankly. 18 after the hour on the DJV program.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? Now, MyPillow is given the same attention that they've given their pillows to the Giza Dream Sheets. Imagine sliding into the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. That's a guarantee for MyPillow. The cotton in the Giza Dream Sheets is the world's best. It's grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into a fabric that's ultra-soft and breathable. Its sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish. It'll have you sleeping like a dream. Available in a variety of colors and sizes, it's machine washable and durable. All the Giza Dream Sheet sets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Right now, the Giza Dream Sheets are 2 sets for the price of one. It's a BOGO deal, plus free shipping using the DJV code at MyPillow.com. Promo code DJV, that's 2 sets of Giza Dream Sheets for one low price, plus free shipping with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Trending today at the DJV download, Serena Williams, latest to pass on the Olympics. There are more and more people every day who get onto that list. That's part of the trending stories we'll get to in a few minutes. Anyway, let's see here. The crashes at the Tour de France, that spectator. It'll be interesting to see what happens to her. There was also discussion, and it is included in the download, of the passing of the creator of Cops had a heart attack during a road race. Check it all out at DJVShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts every day.
K Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Time for us to visit the trending department here at 23 after the hour in this hour of the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner. Now the focus on the monster finish at the Olympic track and field trials. So we're still talking about the Olympics as if they were going to happen and people staying in. So I don't know much about it. You'll have to school me. I don't know. I'm not a big follower of the Olympics. I guess there's no shock in that. But some of these names I don't know, so bring us up to speed, Jay, will you?
Well, this is a big deal with Sydney McLaughlin because she not only is going to be going to the Olympics with Team USA, but she set a new world record during the track and field trials. So that's, I mean, that's been huge. The 400-meter Olympic track and field trials were held, and Dalilah Muhammad had set the original record, then broke her record on Friday with a time of 52.16 seconds. And then in comes Sydney McLaughlin, who ended up beating that record just the other night with 51.9 seconds. So it created a whole new world record.
Okay. In your circle, and Victoria, in your circle, are there as many people interested in the Olympics this time around as has been the case usually, from what you remember?
Typically, not with the Summer Olympics. People I know watch the gymnastics team and then sometimes beach volleyball. Everyone I know is more, including myself, is more intrigued with the Winter
Olympics. Is baseball an Olympic sport?
No.
Why?
It's not, is it?
I don't think it is, but I'm asking you, if they have basketball, why don't they have baseball? Is hockey an Olympic sport?
Yes. Oh, for sure. The Olympics.
So why isn't baseball?
Yeah, absolutely.
Why
it might be. I don't know.
That's and I'm Googling
question.
It right now. I don't think
I'm not a baseball fan anyway, so I wouldn't really pay attention even if it were an Olympic sport. So I don't know the answer. I don't want to speculate.
Unofficially debuted at the Olympics 1904, became an official Olympic sport in 1992. Hmm. The event was last played in the 2008 Summer Olympics in Beijing.
Really? All right. So good. That's
so
good information.
They don't do
Thank
it anymore
you.
Then?
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's
if
the question.
If it hasn't been played since 2008, then, yeah, maybe they got rid of it.
Yeah, the sport was dropped from the Summer Olympic program, but will be revived as part of the program in the 2020 Summer Olympics in Tokyo. So I guess they are coming
so
back.
So who's
going
to play would be the question, right? Be interesting. All right, so who are the U.S. gymnasts? That's something that is trending heavily on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram, some of the U.S. gymnasts? Who do we need to know?
Yes.
We know some of the names.
Well, we know Simone Biles. She's the Olympic veteran and the GOAT, the most decorated Olympian probably of all time.
She won gold before, right?
Oh, yeah. Yes, yeah.
She's incredible.
With the Olympics and then the World Trials, all of those different things. I mean, she just has so many awards. And then she's also going to be joined by newcomers Sunisa Lee, Jordan Chiles, and Grace McCallum.
Mm-hmm. So there still is a bit of a cloud over the sexual abuse scandal, though, that happened how many years ago? This Larry Nassar, who's in jail, for the rest of his life, right, because of what he did?
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's why Simone Biles came back, because she felt that, you know, she was one of the survivors of the sexual abuse, of his sexual abuse. And so she felt if she didn't return, then it just gets swept under the rug and people move forward. And because she has such a big following, that she felt if she returned to the Olympic Games this time, they can't just sweep it under the rug. It needs to be addressed and changes will actually happen.
Mm-hmm. All right. Kim Kardashian announced that her clothing brand Skims is the official loungewear. How do you get this connection?
That's a big deal. That's a really big deal.
Yeah.
How so? Yeah, to explain, would you? Why is it such a big deal?
Well, because typically Ralph Lauren has done it all. And so to have Skims become the new, and Ralph Lauren may still do the uniforms, but to have Skims become the loungewear, that's a huge contract. So I'm a big fan of Skims. I have a lot of the stuff from her collection. It's really good.
Why do you like it so much?
It's great quality. It's really good. Everything is a really good fit. I'm excited. This is also going to be sold to the public, too.
Really?
So you can buy it. It'll be a limited
ka-ching
edition. Yeah.
Ka-ching. All right, so that's the latest on the Kim Kardashian front as we talk about things trending here at 28 past the hour.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Why would your warehouse be any different? Introducing NobleLift lithium-ion-powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance-free. With the dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, NobleLift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. NobleLift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Find out more at NobleLiftNA.com/save.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Appian Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Shopping for cars online is slow. Checking all those different sites one by one, Auto Tempest doesn't like slow. That's why we sponsor NASCAR driver Chris Buescher in the number 17 Ford Mustang. It's also why we created a powerful search engine that will scour all the top car shopping sites, letting you search used car listings from across the internet in one search. Why waste time searching each site separately? Use Auto Tempest instead. Find all the cars. AutoTempest.com. All the cars.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The U.S. Supreme Court ruled in a 5-4 decision Tuesday evening to leave the national moratorium on evictions imposed by the CDC intact through July 31st. The original deadline was set to expire Wednesday. A Tennessee billionaire and high-dollar Republican donor is funding the deployment of South Dakota National Guard troops to the U.S.-Mexico border. Governor Kristi Noem announced that up to 50 South Dakota National Guard troops are being deployed to Texas to help secure the border. Governor Noem said, "The Biden administration has failed in its most basic duty of the federal government, keeping the American people safe." End quote. The New York City Board of Elections apologized late Tuesday after election officials removed the latest vote tally from the Democrat mayoral primary from its website following a data error. 135,000 test ballots were counted along with actual ballots, resulting in frontrunner Eric Adams' significant lead being cut. USA Radio News.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
This day in history. Flash, 1876. After a two-day march, wounded soldiers are evacuated from Little Bighorn by the Far West steamboat. Flash, 1934. In Germany, Nazi leader Otto Hitler orders a bloody purge of his own political party, assassinating hundreds of Nazis. The event is known as the Night of the Long Knives. Flash, 1974. Soviet dancer Mikhail Baryshnikov defects from the USSR, considered one of the world's greatest ballet dancers of all time. Flash, 1936.
You who have all the passion for life that I lack. But that kind of love isn't enough to make a successful marriage for two people who are as different as we are.
Why don't you say it, you coward? You're afraid to marry. You'd rather live with that silly little fool who can't open a mouth except say yes, no, and raise a hassle of mealy mouth brats just like...
You mustn't say things like that about men.
Who are you to tell me I mustn't? You let me on. You made me believe you wanted to marry me.
Now, Scarlett, be fair. I never at any time...
You did. It's true you did. I hate you till I die. I can't think of anything bad enough to call you.
Margaret Mitchell's Gone with the Wind, one of the best-selling novels of all time and the basis for the 1939 blockbuster movie, is published. Mitchell was forced to quit her job as a reporter at the Atlanta Journal to recover from a series of physical injuries, giving her the time she needed. I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The hour now on the DJV program. A few bugs wandering around my studio here. It's because...
Is your window open?
Yeah. You know what happens when you leave the window open and it's hot and you leave the light on in a room? Somehow or other, I don't know how the bugs get through the screens, but the bugs come in. It's like the invasion of the big bugs. How do they get through the screen? Would be my... question.
The little gnats maybe, would make sense, but yeah, big bugs, that's kind
yeah,
of...
No,
is there a crack somewhere? Or
maybe there is. Yeah, I'll have to... Thank you. I get the putty out and fix that. Good morning and good day to Dan McNally listening to the DJV program. Darren Janeski, James Hockey, the state of Tennessee is all listening because you're on, Jay. Jay from Nashville, Tennessee, along with Victoria Keelan from Points in New Jersey. I can't even remember the name of the town you're in.
Long
I should
Branch.
Remember. Long Branch, that's it. I write an envelope every month with that address on it.
That's right. You should know.
I should remember that. Yes, exactly. I'm Doug Steffen with greetings here in this half hour. So a lot of our time, a lot of air time has been spent in the last couple of weeks talking about what the Supreme Court is doing. The rulings that they've made through the course of the year, for some reason or another, they wait sort of to the end of June before the rulings start trickling out. So we were talking about the blow to ethanol that the Supreme Court dealt to farmers and people who are supportive of cleaner air. And now there's the affirmation of that transgender bathroom case. The Supremers have said they will not take a stand. They will not take up the issue of whether our school systems must allow students to use the bathroom that matches their gender, the gender identity. So what does that really mean? There's a lot of talk about this. A lot of people are worked up about it. I mean, it's fairly clear.
It means that it's not unconstitutional. And so that's what, you know, and then the people who, for whatever reason, why someone was against having, you know, a bathroom that was, I guess, available for transgender students. If people had such a problem with that, oh, it's unconstitutional. Well, people love to say that, and they have no idea what's actually in the Constitution. Mm-hmm. So for the Supreme Court to just not even take up the case, it means there's nothing for them to rule. It's settled law. That's it. So it's a big victory for the young boy who started this all in Virginia.
Mm-hmm. What happens in I know we've had this sort of a discussion and debate, but I don't think it hurts to have a little bit more focus on it for a moment, indulge me, when we talk about the Olympics, because that's on a lot of people's minds. We certainly have a lot of trending stuff on our social media at DJV show. The WNBA or NBA or, you know, let's say somebody who had been a woman before has gender surgery and then tries out for an NBA team and gets a slot. Or the other way, a man who gets his operation, and he tries out for a WNBA team. Now, you can spread this out. I'm thinking about this because oftentimes the players have the height, the women are shorter than men. I don't know. What? How does this play out? In 10 years, what will it look like?
I mean, I don't know. I think that this is much ado about nothing, because people are acting like there's like this trans army that's going to be appearing in 10 years. Mm-hmm. It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous.
Well, and it seems like most people have an issue with people who were born male that changed their gender to female being in female sports, as opposed to the other way around. It doesn't seem like anybody has that much of an issue.
Why do you think that is?
I think it's sexism.
Mm-hmm. It is. Huh. Okay.
Point blank. It seems like, well, women are inferior, so they're not hurting men's sports. Males will, you know, born men who stay men will just naturally be more athletic. I feel like that's the
rhetoric
that's happening. And that's not true at all.
Right. It's totally not true. And the funny thing is, I have yet to hear one woman have the visceral reaction that men are having to this. And this is not even affecting their own sport. Like, this is it just blows my mind, because men are getting so wrapped up in this discussion. Lewis and I were out at a bar, I don't know, last week or 2 weeks ago when
you
the story
understand
kind of
why? Come on, you know why. Men don't want to be undone by a woman.
We're talking about women's sports. It's not even, these are not even men, these are straight cisgender men who are sitting there yelling at the TV at the bar, and acting like women have it hard enough and that they're on our side. It's like, oh, come on. This is just like your own fragile ego that's at play here. It's just, it's crazy. It's so crazy.
And I mean, even if the Olympics allow it, and they look at it of testosterone levels, there is one transgender female who did not qualify because the testosterone levels were still too high.
Yeah.
But meanwhile,
what about men
did qualify because
issues?
The testosterone wasn't.
What was it? Not? I said ethanol.
Estrogen? But CJ makes a really good point, and that's the point that, you know, and it's not just because I agree, but it's the point that I made from the very beginning of like, I have trans friends and two close friends. Yeah. One is a trans female, one's a trans male. And if you actually look at their hormone levels, you know, the trans female probably has more estrogen than
I do. Do they know each other, the trans female and the trans male?
No, they're just separate circles of friends. But but it's really interesting to me that straight men are getting so involved in this conversation and then
It's an age thing, Victoria. Come on, you know that as well. It's an age thing. Right. Okay, so the Pew Research Organization has come up with some classifications of people. Pretty interesting. Some of them are political, some of them are age. There are 9 groups. Have you seen this? Some of them are... Again, it's a left and right, liberal, conservative kind of thing, mostly focused on registered voters, but they have categories of people, and the solid liberals, the solid conservatives, and I looked at this to see where I was, and you probably might as well. The political classifications, a lot of them have to do with, where you come from educationally as much as anything else. So people who are identified as solid liberals are 73% white, 8% black, more college educated than not, and more, most of them make $75,000 a year or more. The opportunity Democrats, that is people who are kind of there, and I'm not sure whether that would be an AOC kind of thing, the people who are, once again, white, 57% black, 14%, 34% have a college degree. The disaffected Democrats, those who would likely go to the Republican side of things, who are, what do they call them, blue dog Democrats. Remember that expression?
Mm-mm.
Blue dog. Do you know what that, have you ever heard that expression before?
No.
Blue dog? Haven't you? It refers to Democrats who are right of center, who call themselves Democrats, but the quote unquote real Democrats don't like him because
Joe Manchin.
He's not a real Democrat, really. Was that? That's like saying you're not a real Republican if you don't like Trump. So that's why
a lot of people said that.
Yeah, I know. So in
that happened way more on the right than on the left.
Yeah.
If you don't support Trump, then you're not a real Republican.
Right. And that group is called, by the way, market skeptic Republicans. The new era Republicans are the Trumpers. The market skeptical Republicans, by the way, 77% of those, according to the Pew Research thing, 77%.
Wait, how do you know that? Because I'm looking at this thing, too. But the country first conservatives, that's very Trumpian. So I don't know that. Market skeptic?
I would be described, I think, as a market skeptic Republican.
Right, but that's not Trump.
You say the country first conservatives are Trumpers. I think they're the new era Trumpers because it's all about business and I don't know. I just what I came out of this with, maybe this is something to post on our social media just for the heck of it, Jay. It just is very interesting to see how. We are so concerned about image, if you will, and, you know, as we get to the 4th of July, people are going to be waving flags and they're going to be calling themselves patriots and stuff, and I find that obnoxious, frankly. I do. The people who wave flags only on the 4th of July, I'm a patriot, I'm waving the flag. That doesn't mean anything. To me, anyway, maybe it does to some people, but to me, it's how you conduct yourself every day. It's how you think, it's how you act, how you are toward other people, what your attitude is, I think, toward the future of the country, where it ought to go, those sorts of things. I think we'll have a lot of discussion about that, frankly, as we get closer to the 4th of July. Even though it's on a Sunday, we'll sort of talk about it on Monday because we'll be on the air on Monday on the 4th of July or the 5th of July. Here you are winning by listening to the DJV program, 44 past the hour.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user, based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE-equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
All right, here we are, 47 after the hour. Don't forget some of the other programs that I am responsible for. A show about the American Family Farmer, the DGV Health material that finds its way on this program and into weekend programming. And then the show called it's called Your Hidden Power. And every week we talk about spirituality, we talk about psychiatry, we talk about sort of the New World Order. There's a discussion right now on the most recent Your Hidden Power, number 197. The last two, actually, have been... I'm always proud of the things. Victoria hooks me up with some great people to have conversation with. We've talked a lot about psychiatry and how it connects to your brain waves and how people think differently. There's a guy who's written a book called Stop Fixing Yourself, Wake Up All as Well, called Don Joseph Coway. It's really a great conversation, if I do say so myself, about waking yourself up, because a lot of us are asleep. So there's that. Uri Geller is always on our Your Hidden Power adventures. Also, he appears here on this program. He's got Mick Jagger's guitar. Did you see that, Victoria?
No.
He has that new museum that he's created in Tel Aviv, and he's got all kinds of things from people that he was friends with, and Mick Jagger gave him one of his original guitars. So it's there. So you can catch up on what's going on, maybe expand your mind a little bit. We can certainly use as much of that as is possible. So there's that at Your Hidden Power, and also a conversation in Your Hidden Power number 196 about meditation. How many of you use meditation for overcoming anxiety and stress? You ladies do any meditating? Jay, Victoria?
In a sense, each morning, a little bit of quiet time.
Yeah, quiet time is good. That's really all it is. I find my quiet time is when I'm out on a tractor, frankly. We also have every week astrologer Laura Banks, psychic scout Mary O'Malley, and Uri Geller's input into the paranormal. All of it part of Your Hidden Power. Catch it in podcast form at yourhiddenpowershow.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Lots and lots of talk about the weather, the droughts, what it's doing to the farms, really amazing. And, you know, among all of the stuff what's going on in the heat of the Northwest, Portland still has a lot of violence, police problems, police walkouts. It's amazing. Man, I just want to look for a bottle of cold something or other. We're worried about all this other stuff going on. Aye, aye, aye. 10 before the hour.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi. I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at Wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with longevity. Teamgaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard, and when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Uri Geller joins me now, and I was going to say in rare form, but he's always in rare form. You keep trying, you keep performing. You were telling me you're on your way to a performance now, not only the expression of your talents, but other people, musicians working. This is something new for you. I don't remember in our experience, in our friendship, having you connected on stage with somebody who's a different kind of performer.
Well, Doug, you'll be surprised, but in the 70s, yes, believe it or not,
yes,
I released a record in 5 languages, and it sold around 6 million copies.
I missed that one completely. For whatever the reason, I haven't heard your singing. I think you and I, and any time we've ever been together, I like to just sing for fun. Next time we're together, we'll have to do a little sing-along. Or something. So what, did you write the song? You create the music?
Where did the music come from? I wrote the lyrics. I sang them, and Byron Janney is a very famous, renowned pianist,
yes,
classical pianist, wrote the music. And we did it in 5 languages, in German, Italian, French, English, and Japanese. And a quite a well-known singer at the time called Maxine Nightingale.
Yeah.
She sung a couple of songs on my record.
Really? How did you come to kind of connect with her? She's a big, she had a lot of hits right back where I started from. I can remember that just came into my mind. But she's been around.
Doug, you just stunned me that you knew about her songs.
Come on.
Maxine Nightingale? No, she's very well known. Heavens, very well known. Does she live in Israel?
No, we're talking about the 70s, Doug.
Yeah, but I thought she was with you now. That's what I was thinking.
No, I wish she was.
Yeah.
But listen, I'm forwarding you. I just forwarded you one song, which I sing on the stage. And I'm going to send you now something that I sung, a Frank Sinatra song. Are you ready for it?
Yeah.
And now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear, I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full, I've traveled each and every highway, but more, much more than this, I did it my way. Regrets, I have a few, but then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do, and so it grew without exemption. I planned each charted course, each careful step along the highway, and more, much more than this, way. Yes, there were times, I'm sure you knew, when I bit off more than I could chew, but through it all, when there was doubt, I ate it up and spit it out. I faced it all, and I stood tall. Laugh and cry, I've had my fill, my share of losing, and now, as tears subside, I find it all so amusing, to think I did all that, and may I say, not in a shy way. Oh no, oh no, not me. I did it my way. For what is a man? For what he has got? If not himself, then he has not to say the things.
Uri Geller here. The singer of songs. This is a talent I didn't know he had. Doug Steffen, I'm going to be careful now because I'll start singing.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.